So this Sunday morning, I was lying in bed with my baby, and I woke up first. And my baby looked so good, so fine there, sleeping on the pillow, all peaceful like in the morning. And I wanted to do something nice for him, something nice for my baby. And I said to myself, what would my baby like? What do fine babies like early in the morning? They like pancakes. I'm gonna make my baby some breakfast in bed. A little pancakes with maple syrup, a little bacon and eggs, a little orange juice, and maybe some oatmeal. It's part of complete breakfast. You know how that story goes. I'm gonna make some pancakes for my baby who's still asleep in bed. Cause you know I really love it when my baby is well fed. I'm gonna get all the ingredients and toast me up some bread. Cause I'm making pancakes for my baby who's still asleep in bed. You know, some people like their pancakes plain, with nothing on them at all but a little butter and syrup. And some people mix stuff in like bananas or nuts, a couple of chocolate chips or buttermilk or cinnamon or honey. Or they want them special flapjacks or some French crap crepes. My baby's not like that. There's only one thing that my baby likes in pancakes. And that's blueberries. Yeah, that's right, blueberries. So I got up and went to the kitchen, because that's where we keep the food. And I could hear my baby snoring away. And I looked in the refrigerator, but we didn't have any blueberries. So I went out to the grocery store. And the whole time I'm on my way to the store, I'm singing. I'm gonna make some pancakes for my baby who's still asleep in bed. Cause you know I really love it when my baby is well fed. I'm gonna get all the ingredients and toast me up some bread. Cause I'm making pancakes for my baby who, I hope, is still asleep in bed. So when I got to the grocery store, I went directly to the produce aisle. And I looked around for some blueberries. But I didn't see any blueberries. And so I went up to this little guy in an apron who was hosing all the little fruits down with this little nozzle thing. And I said, yo, Jim, where's the fresh blueberries? And he said, we ain't got any fresh blueberries. And I said, man, where's the canned blueberries? And he said, we ain't got any canned blueberries. And I said, how about frozen, you little dumbass? He said, no, we ain't got any frozen blueberries neither. So why don't you take your blueberry-loving ass home before I break my foot off in it? He actually said that. I could not believe it. And I do not tolerate that kind of rudeness from nobody. So I kicked him square in the nuts. And his, he was curled up in a little ball on the floor, all moaning and whining and calling for his mama and turning blue like a blueberry and crying and shit. I tried to explain to him just how important this was. I'm gonna make some pancakes for my baby who's still asleep in bed. Cause you know I really love it when my baby is well fed. Gotta go get me some blueberries, not pink or green or red. Cause I'm making pancakes for my baby. I hope he's still asleep. Still asleep. Still asleep in bed. Well, after I left the store, I was pretty bummed. I didn't know what to do, where to go. But that's when it hit me. Blueberries have to be somewhere before the supermarket, right? I mean, they don't just pop out of nowhere. They grow. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been on a farm? You know, with cows and shit? Chickens and hogs and all that old McDonald's? One of those places where they grow things? Things like blueberries? Yeah, you know what I did. I got into my car and I drove out to a farm and there I saw heaven. An entire hill full of blueberries. I really found my thrill on that blueberry hill because I got down on my knees in the dirt and the grass and I picked me my own damn blueberries. And all the while I was singing, I'm gonna make some pancakes for my baby who's still asleep in bed. I hope he's still all curled up cute with a pillow under his head. Don't need no nasty plain pancakes, got blueberries instead. I'm making pancakes for my baby who I hope is still asleep, still asleep, still asleep, still asleep in bed. Well, my singing attracted a grizzly bear, who wasn't too happy with me picking his blueberries. He came all growling up and he said, "Rarrr! So I took a handful of the blueberries and I threw them one way. And when that big old grizzly bear went chasing after, I went the other way. That bear was no dummy. He caught on pretty quick. But I was faster than that tubby bitch. Got into my car and I drove off with a handful of blueberries. Just enough to make one batch of pancakes. But that was fine, since that's all the blueberries I really needed anyway. So I got back to the apartment, but I didn't hear my baby snoring. And if you've ever heard my baby snoring, you know you can hear him all up in the next room. And I said, damn it, my fine, fine baby's awake. And that's when I heard the shower running. So I peeked in the bathroom and there was my baby, all wet and naked and lathered up. And if I hadn't had a handful of blueberries, I would have jumped in there with it. But I did. I'm gonna make some pancakes for my baby who's singing in the shower. They'll be ready pretty soon in less than half an hour. And soon we'll have some pancakes that we both will devour. Cause I'm making pancakes for my baby who's getting all lathered up and wet and hot and sexy in the shower. Well, when my fine, fine baby got out of the shower, he was so surprised to see the delicious blueberry pancakes that I'd made especially for him. And he loved them even more when I told him the story of my big old blueberry hassle. He was all, you did all that for me? Yeah, I did. And I think you know what we did after that. We got back into the shower, baby. Aw, yeah. We was getting all wet and lathered up and naked and we, I was so glad I went through all the trouble of getting a handful of blueberries and making a batch of pancakes for my fine, fine baby. Oh, yeah. It was worth it. I love pancakes. And I love blueberries. And I love my favorite pancakes.